Steuerung alt entfernen, der Tech-Podcast des Bitkom.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur nächsten Ausgabe von Steuerung alt entfernen, dem Tech-Podcast des Bitkom. Ich bin Linda von Rennings und habe heute einen Impulsvortrag zum Thema künstliche Intelligenz mitgebracht. Künstliche Intelligenz ist eins oder vielleicht sogar das Megathema der Digitalisierung. Und daher haben wir dieses Jahr den Big Data AI Summit veranstaltet, bei dem sich zwei Tage lang alles eben genau um diese Themen, also Big Data und künstliche Intelligenz, dreht. Frank Riemsberger, Vorsitzender der Geschäftsführung bei Accenture, hat zum Thema künstliche Intelligenz das Eingangsstatement gehalten. In einem kurzen und knackigen Vortrag erklärt er, warum maschinelles Lernen in ein paar Jahren schon gar nichts Besonderes mehr sein wird und weshalb es dennoch das nächste große Ding für die deutsche Wirtschaft werden kann. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören.
Hey, it's great to be here. This is the AI Summit. And now you would expect and say, hey, machine learning is important and you have to do more. The reality is, it's not true. Machine learning algorithms will become commodity. You need to have a few people in your organization who understands what the capability is us, but a few years from now, this will not be a differentiator. So what is it actually the German companies should be doing? What is it you should be focusing on? And let's take together a brief look back what the country has been doing over the last 7-8 years. Industry 4.0, 2011. Kagermann, Wahlstorf from DFKI, Kagermann from Akkatech, they coined the phrase, you know, in the 2011, we started to think through, how can we bring digital capabilities to our lead industries? And the core of Industry 4.0 was to automate, digitize and automate engineering, digitize and automate production. But guess what? We quickly recognized the lead industries in our country would not stay competitive if we only focus on that. So only 2 years later, 2013, we started to think through, there's something more than putting digital components into the factories. We coined the smart service world, and the idea was, you know, we have to go to a world of smart products, we have to go a world of smart services, products which are connected to the internet, products which constantly generate data, the data is constantly processed, analyzed, reconfigured into services which are played back dynamically and real time to the product to start selling product and services combinations. And that's what we, and that is basically the platform economy. And guess what? Again, that is not sufficient to stay competitive in the country. Because, and now the third element is only if you curate your data, if you collect the data, if you start building ecosystems, and if you start to process the data over longer time series, you can basically make the business outcome, what your products produce, better every day. And that is the future of the German economy. The machine learning algorithms, all of the AI will be important, but it's not the differentiator. The differentiator is actually the curated data over longer periods. And that is what the third platform, autonomous systems, actually is looking into. How can we create a capability in the German industry that we make use of the vast data we produce every day? That is the future. The algorithms are important. The trained algorithm with the data will be the differentiator. And the future of the German economy will be three things. Our lead industries. And if you look, our lead industries are a lot. Let's start with automotive, machinery, medical devices, chemical plants. You could continue like that. We in Germany have a dozen lead industries where we have the smartest products in the world. And the future is basically, let's get them all connected. Let's create a world where these products receive dynamically configured services, and the bundling of the services create a business outcome, a new experience around a business outcome, which cannot be embedded into hardware engineering. Examples? A train which is never late. You cannot engineer that into the hardware. Siemens have done that with Renfe in Spain. They created a train product, 99.99% punctuality, 20% market share gain. The data curation of all participants. Obviously processed with machine learning, but the data curation over multiple years allowed them to do that. And that is where the secret sauce is. That is what the industries have to focus on, and that creates new business outcomes. And once we have that capability, we can make new promises for digital business models. It's a value creation architecture, the platforms, the smart products, the machine learning algorithms, but most important, what is your data curation strategy? And once you can influence the way your products are operated in the market, you can give new promises, new value propositions, and you can start billing for the services in a different way. And that is what the industry is preparing for. The as-a-service world is coming. One example, it's a striking example, and we find in the country now dozens and dozens of them. This is Osram. What does Osram do? They sell the stuff up here in the ceiling, right? They sell light. Wrong. That's the old Osram. What they have done now, Osram has bought a startup, Digital Lumens, and basically they are selling industrial lighting. And their value proposition is we sell lights which are always off, or most of the time off. And you see here what they're doing? This is a factory floor. They basically sell an IoT system which produces light, but each of these lights has 20, 30 sensors. And all these sensors basically produce data, and then Digital Lumens has a service factory which basically curates every week a new service for the operator of industrial flooring. Zoning, security, cleaning services, and it's all paid through that we turn the light immediately off if nobody is actually, no person or human being is in the space, which pays for the investment. How is that possible? Machine learning algorithms, but the algorithm, the naked one, as I said before, it's a commodity. The real trick is they have observed how the industrial space is used over a year, 2 years, and they have constantly, every day, reconfigured the service stack based on the data they have accumulated. That's our future, and this example you can apply to everything, every smart product we manufacture. And that is what we have to do. Who is our competitor? With whom do we race with? No, it's not the US. Our lead industries will not be attacked in the digital business model from the US. Our lead industries will be attacked by, guess what, China and Asia. The amount of investments into digital platforms, machine learning, and data curation in the Asian industries, in our core industries, is actually much more significant, what we're doing here. So we have to start looking east, not west, when we want to see the future of our industries. What is Germany doing? We've created a new platform, like Industry 4.0. The platform is called Lernende Systeme. Sounds a bit complicated. I happen to be a member, and we are thinking through how can we all what I just talked about put into frameworks so companies, you in your company, have reliable frameworks to access and you have clear guidance. Basically, how can you enable your products to be smart? How can you create services? And how you create you with autonomous systems through frameworks? How can you create better business outcomes in the way your products are being operated every day? That is the future, and there's a new committee. We will put a first report out, probably a few months from now, to really provide guidance what the future looks like.
Das war der Impulsvortrag von Frank Riemsberger zum Thema AI und wie die deutsche Wirtschaft davon profitieren kann. Das Video dazu gibt es auch auf YouTube und den Link dazu findet ihr wie immer in den Shownotes. Ich hoffe, es hat euch gefallen und wir hören uns beim nächsten Mal wieder.
Das war Steuerung Alt Entfernen, der Tech-Podcast des Bitkom. Weitere Folgen findet ihr auf www.bitkom.org/podcasts.